When we think about what makes nations rise or fall on the world stage, we often focus on economic might or military strength. But what if the real difference maker is something more human? Yan Xuetong offers a compelling alternative. Political leadership determines the fate of great powers. This insight bridges ancient Chinese wisdom with modern international relations, explaining not just historical power shifts like the fall of Rome, but why certain rising states successfully replace established powers while others fail. In today's geopolitical landscape, where China's ascent and America's relative decline dominate headlines, this perspective offers crucial insights that conventional Western theories often miss. Contrary to popular belief, even classical realists like Morgenthau never completely separated morality from international politics. What matters isn't personal virtue, but governmental morality, how state leaders act according to universally accepted codes of conduct. Think about it. Despite cultural differences, humans share fundamental moral foundations around care, fairness, loyalty, authority, and sanctity. These underpin international agreements like the Geneva Conventions. The distinction between power, influence, capability, and authority, trust-based leadership, is crucial. Why do nations with similar resources achieve dramatically different outcomes? Because political capability acts as a multiplier affecting all other resources. Strategic credibility, earned through honoring commitments, becomes essential for international authority. Consider recent history. America maintained superpower status after the Cold War, but saw its authority decline following the Iraq War and the 2008 financial crisis. As one diplomat put it, authority naturally increases power, but power cannot automatically improve authority. This explains why rising powers must lead by example rather than force to establish lasting influence. How do leaders actually guide national destiny? Even in seemingly autocratic systems, policy emerges from complex interactions between primary leaders, advisors, and institutions. Four distinct leadership styles emerge based on attitudes toward the existing order and approaches to responsibility. Inactive leadership maintains a low profile to avoid provoking established powers. Think Malaysia under Mahathir Mohamad in the 1990s, focusing on internal development while avoiding international confrontation. Conservative leadership believes economic interdependence can overcome political conflicts, exemplified by Obama's pivot to Asia and China's peaceful rise under Hu Jintao, prioritizing trade relationships over geopolitical competition. Proactive leadership actively reshapes the international environment through strategic alliances, like Clinton's NATO expansion or South Korea's sunshine policy toward North Korea, taking calculated risks to transform relationships. Aggressive leadership pursues dominance through coercion, seen in Bush's preemptive war doctrine or Putin's approach to Ukraine, often leading to strategic overreach and international isolation. These approaches dramatically affect national trajectories. China's evolution from Deng Xiaoping's inactive, hiding capabilities and biding time, to Xi Jinping's more proactive Belt and Road Initiative represents a fundamental transformation that may determine its future global role. International leadership differs fundamentally from domestic governance. You can't simply issue directives across sovereign borders. You need both material capability and strategic credibility. Consider who you trust more, someone who treats everyone by the same principles, or someone who changes rules depending on who they're dealing with. Four leadership types emerge based on trustworthiness and consistency. Humane authority combines trustworthiness with consistent principles, creating stable international support through mutual respect. The early Tang Dynasty exemplified this approach, establishing predictable rules and shared prosperity rather than dominance. Hegemony maintains trustworthiness with allies but applies different standards to adversaries. America's approach to NATO versus non-allied nations reflects this pattern. reliable within its coalition but following different rules elsewhere. Anomocracy combines untrustworthiness with double standards, making states completely unpredictable. King Yu repeatedly tricked allies with false alarms until they abandoned him during a real invasion. Tyranny follows consistent but untrustworthy realpolitik principles. The Qin Dynasty's brief 14-year reign demonstrates how material capability alone cannot maintain order without moral foundation. Leadership based on fear versus gratitude produces different outcomes. Hegemonic systems maintain temporary order but generate resentment that eventually undermines stability. Only humane authority creates sustainable international support through consistent principles and mutual benefits. The international system consists of three components: actors, primarily nation-states, power configuration, unipolar, bipolar, or multipolar, and norms, established rules of conduct. System transformation occurs when at least two components change simultaneously. Leadership drives transformation through four steps. Leadership changes in key states affect capabilities, altering power distribution. These configuration changes create opportunities for new leadership types. Emerging leaders establish different international norms reflecting their values, and these simultaneous transformations produce fundamental system change. History confirms this pattern. When King Yu's death in 770 BCE created a power vacuum in ancient China, the Zhou system fragmented into multipolar competition as larger vassals abandoned traditional roles and pursued individual ambitions. Similarly, World War II transformed European multipolarity into U.S.-Soviet bipolarity while shifting norms from realpolitik to a more complex system. Leadership quality proves crucial in these transitions. The Soviet Union's collapse in 1991 demonstrates how leadership failures can accelerate decline despite substantial resources. America's fluctuating global influence under different administrations shows how leadership decisions impact international standing independent of underlying economic and military capabilities. International norms, behavioral principles regarding rights and obligations, emerge from different leadership types. Realpolitik norms stem from tyrannical leadership, emphasizing power politics. Coward bully norms emerge from anemocratic leadership, promoting deception as normal behavior. Double standard norms, the most common historically, apply different principles to allies versus adversaries. Moral norms guide states toward achieving interests through consistent legal means. Leading states shape these norms through example imitation, where others copy the leader's behavior, support reinforcement, rewarding compliance, and punishment maintenance, penalizing violations. Among these, example imitation plays the fundamental role. No state can establish norms it doesn't practice itself. This framework explains puzzling international behaviors. Why did the nuclear non-proliferation regime weaken after America withdrew from the ABM Treaty? Because this action reduced U.S. strategic credibility, undermining the norm against nuclear proliferation and enabling North Korea and Iran to pursue nuclear ambitions. Despite current retrogressive trends in international values, leadership impermanence creates possibilities for progressive governance to emerge. The China-U.S. bipolarization presents an opportunity to bridge Eastern and Western philosophical approaches. A synthesis could combine liberalism's equality, democracy, and freedom with Chinese traditional values of benevolence, righteousness, and civility. Merging equality with benevolence promotes fairness that acknowledges differences between strong and weak. Fusing democracy with righteousness ensures decisions are both legitimate in process and just in outcome. Balancing freedom with civility creates frameworks for harmonious interaction while preserving individual autonomy. In our innovation-driven world, wealth depends less on controlling natural resources, enabling competing powers to establish peaceful norms of competition. This technological transformation potentially allows for a new type of great power relationship that avoids the historical wars accompanying power shifts. The choice facing China and America is profound. We'll either evolve toward humane authority leadership, creating a more stable and just world order, or will we see continued deterioration in international cooperation? The answer may determine not just which power dominates the 21st century, but whether that dominance creates a better world for all.